The music of James Campbell, the clarinetist and music director with the Festival of the Sound, and that's a good thing because that's where we are headed next. Welcome to the Oasis, bottom of the clock here on this Thursday. My name is Mark Wigmore. The New Classical FM is the official radio sponsor of Perry Sound's The Festival of the Sound throughout August. This year, it's a virtual and interactive concert series and beyond. You can enjoy pre-show happy hours, cooking demonstrations, if you can imagine, with some of your favorite festival artists, post-show receptions, and all the performances you love. For tickets and information, you can visit the website festivalofthesound.ca. The festival was realized way back in the 70s when pianist Anton Querty purchased a home in Perry Sound and organized three concerts at the time. It was a success, and the idea was to continue each year with a concert series. In 2020, the Festival of the Sound had to explore a whole new world, the virtual world, due to the pandemic. There were interviews and a Beethoven 250 online set of concerts. This year, something of a hybrid. Virtual August concerts, Mondays and Wednesdays, summer evening, live concert cruises aboard the Island Queen. That's right, live concerts, virtual autumn concerts through October and November. Joining us this afternoon is a name we say very often here on the program as we hear him in performance, Festival of the Sound Artistic Director James Campbell. And he's been with the festival since 1985 and through this tumultuous period. He's one of this country's great musicians, the Ottawa Citizen calling him Canada's premier clarinetist. He's performed around the world, including dates with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, the Boston Pops, the London Symphony. He can lay claim to over 40 recordings and has worked with peers like Glenn Gould, composer Aaron Copland, and he's a Juno Award winner and a recipient of the Order of Canada. It's our great pleasure to have James Campbell with us here on The Oasis. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We're here together virtually. That seems to be the name of the game these days. Why have you been with this organization so long? Over 35 years now. Why is this festival so important to you?
Well, we, like Anton, we bought a home up here. Our family bought a home right up here. One of the reasons we've loved the festival so much is it really gave us a chance to stay in touch with the Canadian music scene and stay in touch with all our friends. Something very, very important. I say to us, to my wife and I.
I have a little cabin in the woods just north of you, so I can totally understand the attraction to the area. It's so, so beautiful. Nice to be there with music as well.
It is. And the community, it's not a large, Perry Sound, as most people know, is not a large place, a population 6,500, but musically it really punches above its weight. There are four community choirs here, there's bands, a community music program, very strong community music program going. And so to be here is really an inspiration as well. You get inspired, we can be inspired by nature, but also by the people of the town.
So the Festival of the Sound is underway. Tell us a little bit about how it's going and what we can expect in the next 3 or 4 weeks here.
Well, it's underway. It's a very strange season, as it has been for everyone. In December, I had a nice season planned in hopes that things would be open. But between December and June, when we finally made our final decisions as to what we were going to do, we did about 3 or 4 variations on that original festival. The festival will be this month, 2 a week. The programs have all been recorded in the Stocke Center. So in a way, the festival's over because all the musicians have left, but the festival has not quite yet begun yet because the broadcasts don't start until Monday. It's the kind of pivot pretty well everybody is doing these days.
You are performing on Monday, I believe, to start things off. And then we've got Julie Nasrallah on Wednesday next week.
Yes, Julie is doing a Carmen program. We had booked her to do Carmen on Tap, but we thought, well, we can't do that now. So Julie came up and said, well, since we're visiting people in their homes via the internet, of course, let's call it Carmen on Your Couch. So it's as though Julie Nasrallah, as Carmen, will come and be right with you in your home.
And you'll be performing on Monday.
I'll be performing on Monday, not a large part. In our main concert, Russell Braun and Carolyn Moll will be doing some Schubert songs, and then Alexander Chelyakov, the great Russian pianist, will be joining the Ralston String Quartet and Joel Corrington to do the Trout Quintet. It's a program called The Soul of Vienna. In a way, the music of classic Vienna, the music of Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, very dear to the hearts of our followers. But a special thing is actually a friend of mine in Vienna, a retired professor of psychology in Vienna, actually, who makes amazing schnitzels. and has a place here in Parry Sound.
Okay.
So he has a connection to the area, has put together little videos how to make a real Wiener Schnitzel. And it's so cute. You just have to watch this. So that will be in what we call the happy hour, which is at 5 o'clock. What we're trying to do actually is give an internet experience. We're calling it a night out in. So you can come to happy hour and meet artists, hear some informal music making, chat a little bit, get a recipe, and in this case, a cooking demonstration, how to make a real Viennese schnitzel. Then we hope you invite some of your friends over, social distancing and everything taken into consideration, and enjoy your dinner, because happy hour will end before 6. The concert will then start at 7:30, a performance, a concert of music that will be friendly to most people. I was thinking when choosing repertoire for this series that, you know how you have a friend, maybe even in high school, but every time you get together, it's as though you were together the day before. You
sure.
Just pick up where you left off. We all have friends like that. A lot of music is like that. We have pieces that we listen to, lots of them, that when we hear it, we just feel it's a friend, it's company. Coming out of this pandemic, and I'm being optimistic here, I thought, well, that's probably the kind of music we want to listen to. We want to listen to old friends. So this summer, we actually focused on that. The Schubert Trout Quintet, Vivaldi Four Seasons, the Dvorak and Brahms Piano Quintets.
The Allura Singers will be part of the event as well.
The Allura Singers will be coming, bringing in a program called Cover Stories, which will include a lot of songs that people know, even pop songs. We're quite honest in bringing out the old favorites for this month.
If you're just joining us, Artistic Director with the Festival of the Sound, James Campbell, is with us, and you hear him playing on the New Classical FM almost daily with his many ensembles he's recorded with as a clarinetist. Did you do a cruise as part of the summer so far, or...?
We did 4 cruises.
Okay, my goodness.
And it's, of course, a cruise is outside. So
yeah.
The cruise line was allowed to have a reasonable number. We could have about up to 150, I think. So we managed to keep that going. So we could provide some live music. But just yesterday, and this is fun, we had a group of the Hannaford Street Silver Band come up to Parry Sound. A friend of the festival has a big flatbed truck.
Right.
So we put them on the flatbed truck and had them play in various places around town. It was, and people coming out and listening to live music, to see the faces of people hearing music directly made live is kind of makes everything worth it.
I know Yo-Yo Ma and Emmanuel Axe did that last summer as well, and the results I think were equally as elating for people. So really, really special that you were able to make that happen. What's happening in the fall? I know you have more concerts planned.
We do. Actually, one of the I suppose if there is a silver lining to COVID, we might be able to call it this, is that it's shown us that we need to get into technology such as this, and we're enjoying that challenge tremendously. And we've now actually, through the internet, are becoming a year-round festival. So the summer festival will be the same always, but in October and November, we'll be broadcasting 2 concerts a month, and then also a big event coming in January. We're calling July in January. And from there on, away off we go. So I'm actually, even though I've been with the festival a long time, COVID has made it, for me, a whole new experience and a whole new festival. I kind of feel like a kid again, trying to think of new ideas, and I kind of remembering when Anton first asked me to take over, and all the ideas pouring in my head.
I have to say, the programming looks great. This summer looks great in the fall, and like you say, this is an extra opportunity for people to enjoy not only what's happening here in August, but into October and November. James Campbell, one of our great musicians in this country, artistic director with the Festival of the Sound in Parry Sound. Great to be with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Festivalofthesound.ca for tickets. And you have another half dozen concerts this month to choose from. And then selections this fall as well. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. That's our look at the arts.